Hey guys, welcome back. Welcome to the 32nd episode of the I Am a Show Off Pod. My name is Karina, K-A-R-I-N-A, and I'm not the show off, but my company is, and that's Show Off Furniture, which can be found at showofffurniture.com. Customer service available 7 days a week via the website or by phone at 754-715-0719. Not yet memorized it, whatever. I don't even have my kids' cell phones memorized. Just whatever. So how's everybody been? Fabulous? Not fabulous? It's summer. Are you enjoying it? Are you taking time off? Because I'm based out of South Florida, am enjoying my summer. Well, anytime the kids are not in school, I'm enjoying my time. So that's a plus. I feel like, okay, there's going to be a lot of ums today. It's going to be one of those. So bear with me. A lot has happened since I last spoke to you guys. I just have my laptop here because the only way I'm going to remember everything that has happened is if I like scroll my social media feed, my personal one. So instead of like taking notes, I'm just going to do that. That's what works for me. Since we last spoke, DMX passed away. Rest in peace, DMX. I'm super late, but I haven't been recording until now. That one hit home. If you guys know my backstory, go back and listen. I'm from Yonkers, and DMX is like the GOAT. Not just in Yonkers, but like everywhere. But when you're from Yonkers, from the same part of town that he's from, it really hits you when someone passes away. Especially someone that you hold to such high regard. And you, I guess, not idolize, but just are proud of that they came from the same place you came from, and in one way or another they made it. So that's it. What else has happened? My oldest graduated from high school. That was a wonderful tear-filled event for us, only because it's been a long journey. She's a special needs child, and I guess adult. I mean, she's 18 now. She's a special needs person. And it was a long journey. A lot of kicking the butts. A lot of arguing with teachers along the way. A lot of not letting what the teachers say go in and stay in. Just kind of go out the other way and just be like, I know my kid. Like, leave me alone. I'm going to push her to her limits. And we did. So as an ASD parent, ASD stands for Autism Spectrum Disorder. So as an ASD parent, it's very exciting to see your child meeting the milestones that she should meet, just like any other neurotypical child. So that's that. My middle child finished middle school, and now she's going on to high school. That's exciting to see. I really thought when she was so small, we would be like, oh my God, imagine when she's in high school. Well, now the day has come, and I'm sad that it came so fast. And then my youngest is still in elementary school. He's still my little papa. So I still have a little one. He just turned 9, and that, to me, is still little. Single digits still means you're my little papa. What else has happened? My husband, which I call Babe, and I celebrated 19 years of marriage. How many months ago? We're in June. Oh, a month ago, in May. 19 years of marriage. And people usually will say like, oh, we've been married, like, for in my case, 19 years, but we've been together 25 years. Yeah, no, that's not how we did it. So we've been married 19 years, which means that we've been together 19 and a half years. 19 and a half years. So we were married 6 months after we met. I guess when you know, you know. I found myself a good man, and I sunk my claws in him and ran him to the altar the whole way. I guess you can say that. Anyway, with the business, what else is going on? Let's talk about what's going on in the world before we get to business. Britney Spears, hashtag free Britney, her testimony was the other day, and like, what's that? That's insane. Like, my daughter, one of my daughters and I just kind of were watching her testimony and just disbelief, horror, I don't know, something. It's insane. I can't even fathom that world. and what those people are living in. And right now my voice is sounding groggy. I don't know what's happening there, but I spent yesterday in the pool with family and we played chicken. Do you guys know chicken? You stand on someone's shoulders and try to push them off. And I guess there was a lot of screaming, and it's probably me that did all the screaming. I don't know. And not today. I sound like I've been smoking all weekend, but no, I don't smoke. I used to be a chain smoker. I quit Cinco de Mayo 2009 and had not had cigarettes since then. Anyway, I digress. What else has been going on? Working on my tan. Can you tell? My hair is crazy. We were in the pool and it's just whatever. It's like this side looks like it's one texture, the other side is another. It's not curly all the way. I'm still growing out the hair dye. I am like anti-hair dye any going forward. I figured as my grays start to come in, I am going to leave them. It'll be less, I don't know if I told that story already. It'll be less traumatizing for me if I just let them appear as they come. You know what? Men get to age gracefully, get to have a little salt and pepper beard. You know what? I'm gonna do that with my hair. I'm just gonna let it age gracefully. I'm gonna buy the best products I can and just let it do what it do, because that's all I can do. And if you don't like it, do whatever you want to your hair, because I'm gonna do whatever I want to mine. Anyway, what else has happened in my world, my personal world? I've started baking. I don't know how many episodes ago I mentioned diversifying yourself. And for years, I have been baking gluten and dairy free because my oldest follows that diet. And people always ask me, like, why? Is she allergic? Is she this? No, she's not allergic to anything. It's just that when she has gluten and or dairy, her autism symptoms are heightened. So if she has, I don't know, a piece of cheese, which has been years, my daughter, like a lot of ASD people, will what we call self-stimulate, or in my house we call STEM. I don't know if anyone else calls that. I just know I say STEM, stop stemming, stop stemming, stop stemming, for the love of God. And she will do this. So those type of little symptoms are heightened when she is on dairy and gluten. So we removed that from her diet ages ago. And through the process of me figuring out all about gluten and dairy and intolerances and whatnot, I found out that I had an intolerance. It's not an allergy. It's not celiac. It's not any of that. If I have gluten, what happens for me personally is my back pain is ridiculous. I have no idea if it's related to my scoliosis, which I also have. And when I was a kid in the early 90s, I had scoliosis surgery. So I have rods in my spine. Or I guess a rod with like these prong things that are inside my spine, encrusted in my spine. So I don't know if one relates to the other. I have really no idea. I just know that if I eat gluten in the morning or even sometimes that same day, my back starts to hurt. It used to be actually that if I ate gluten the next morning, I would not even be able to get up. Now, if I go somewhere and I'm ac accidentally consume gluten, like I feel it. I'll give an example. Months ago, babe and I went to go have breakfast together, and it was a place that I found, and it's a really good place. And on the menu, they had oatmeal pancakes. In my house, we buy gluten-free oatmeal. We actually use Bob's Red Mill. And because it's gluten-free in my house, when I saw gluten pancakes on the menu of this place we were trying for the first time, in my mind they were gluten-free. I didn't even ask. I didn't look. It was just like, boom, this is what I want to try. I ate them and my esophagus literally, like, I was about halfway through it. I don't think I finished it. It was like burning. And I kept saying, babe, like, I don't feel good. I don't know what's going on. My esophagus was burning, and then I felt like my stomach was burning. Like, I don't feel good. I was drinking orange juice, water, coffee, like nothing's making me feel good. I don't know what it is. It felt like what I imagine it would feel like if I swallowed a a spoon of Vicks vapor rub. Like, it was just gross. And that's when Babe was like looking at the menu. He's like, this has gluten in it. And that's what it was. So it's weird things like that that happen to me if I consume gluten. And then the bathroom. Imagine what you will. It's just not good. So I stay away from it. And then I have my other two children who actually have physical symptoms that you can see if they consume. One, if she consumes too much dairy, and the other one, I feel like it's the same for dairy and gluten, not one more than the other. They get like boils on their skin, actual boils. Oh, no, let me rephrase that. My middle child, my daughter, gets boils. My son gets these bumps, like maybe that big, which is pretty gross on his knees and his elbows. So then I like have to basically waterboard them. They had to drink a lot of water. So for my youngest, for my son, it's hard. He just turned 9. When people come over, they hang out for a while, they bring juice, they bring snacks, they bring sugar. I don't feed my kids sugar, anything with added sugar. We don't buy juices, we don't buy cereals with dye, with extra sugar, like none of that. So when other people come over, my kid's like eating up everything as much as he can, and then I can't narrow down what exactly gave him the bumps. So it's hard, but he stays away from dairy and gluten for, I think at this point, 80-85% of the time on a good day. I do what I can. I can't monitor the kids 24/7. It's impossible. So that's why in my house, long story longer, that's why in my house, I don't do gluten or dairy. Because if neither of my three kids can have gluten or dairy, and I know I can't have gluten, so the only one we really buy any dairy and gluten for are Babe. Because he's not yet on the bandwagon of gluten-free bread, and dairy-free cheese, and my mom. So yeah, it's been about 10 plus years, I think, but eventually Babe will get on the bandwagon all the way. Fingers crossed. So I started baking. Not a baker. Don't pretend to be. Don't pretend to know anything. It's just like I learned to bake out of necessity. And what's the easiest thing to learn to bake? I Googled it ages ago. I might have said this already, so I'll say it quickly. It was brownies. So I learned to make gluten-free, dairy-free brownies. Started from scratch. Took a year, almost to the day of weekend baking. So Thursday, Friday. I say Thursday because in my mind, Thursday is the weekend. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Baking, whenever it came out like trashy, I didn't like it, fudgy, crumbly, dry, whatever, I would give it away. Here, I have these. And to other people, they were still good, but they were not meeting whatever psycho standard I had set in my mind. So I figured it out. They're delicious. And now I was selling it for a while, then stopped. It was in the farmers markets, then stopped. And now I started back up again. But a little bit differently. This time we're using what is called, well, I'm using, I don't know why I say we. This time I'm using what is called the Delta 8. I'm not gonna get all into it. I would say it is a derivative of the cannabis plant. You can still get some THC along with CBD in it, and it's legal at the federal level. And Florida, the state that I reside in, is keeping it legal because at the federal level it's legal. So I'm doing that, and I kind of am slowly reviving my baking business. It's called Be Free Baking. Same name on same handle on social media. Not all social media. Instagram and Facebook. That's all I have for now, I think. I think I had Twitter way back in the day for it. I haven't logged in, so don't even bother. When that's up and running, I'll say something about it. For Be Free Baking. And I'm testing the waters with that. So I'm in the middle of getting my Florida food handler's certificate. And in the middle of getting it, I mean, I haven't started. This week, I'll probably sign up for the class. It's an 8-hour class I have to take. And I'm also, once I have the class, I already have the commercial kitchen I'm going to use. I will book my inspectors and food inspection, I don't know what it's called, to get my cannabis food handler edibles blah, 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 permit from the state agriculture department. So that's what's happening there. I'll talk more about it in a different episode, but that's just what's part of my life right now. Adding that to, of course, the number one baby, Show Off Furniture. ShowOffFurniture.com. Same name all over social media. That's the handle, except for Twitter, where it's Show Off Fern. Show Off and FURN, but still three Fs. Because a lot of people spell it Show Of. Not sure why. Off. It's off. OFF. Show Off Furniture. So that's OFF and then furniture, which is the three Fs. I'm rambling. What else is going on? Let me go through my socials and see what's going on. As far as the website, I've been maintaining it. There's a lot of shortage still going on overseas, in Europe and other places. Shortages on workers for furniture and textiles and all kinds of stuff. So that limits my supplier's supply, which limits my supply. And that's the struggle we're facing. So what's been going on in my life? A lot of family time, I have to say. I love it. I love it when my family comes to visit, whether it's babe's side or my side. I still consider them family. I'm not like, well, it's his family and my family. No, it's our family. It's our family. Excuse me. And I love it when family comes. My kids love it. I mean, what's the point of having space if you can't have people over and enjoy it? It's really a blessing. It's what we prayed for a decade, to have a lot of room and be able to host and have our own kids run around. Wow. Nothing we ever even could have fathomed as kids in New York, or even as young adults in New York. I thought maybe we would have an apartment, a condo someday, but like this I never imagined. So we're very blessed, and we've been enjoying it to the max because the stress is real. Starting this business, doing this business, growing this business, and now two businesses is real. And having people over and having my children so happy brings me a lot of peace. And so that's how I've been balancing it and trying to not go insane. I haven't done yoga in months. I haven't meditated in months. I haven't gratitude journal in months. I've been just spending time with people. That's how I'm de-stressing, kind of just appreciating everything and letting the chips fall where they may. God knows what he's gonna do with me. He knows what I want. He knows my heart. He knows what I need and want for my family and for myself and for babe and for all of us as a unit and individually. And I'm just gonna keep working and he'll make it happen. That's all I can say. I'm still all about vision boarding and all that stuff. I ask for it, I work for it, and it will come. And I just wash my hands of everything else in between. And I'm trying not to worry. I mean, that's all we can do, because I feel like if I worry, I'm going to age. And I don't want to age. I do want to age, of course. I don't want to go young. I want to be like 150 years old when I'm like, man. This ride keep going. Like, I want to be up there with babe and watching all our subsequent generations flourish. But when I say I don't want to age, I mean I don't want to wrinkle. That's what I mean. So I'm like, please God, preserve my face as I put my serums and my lotions and my whatnots on my face. Because like, imagine being stressed out and then all of a sudden I start to wrinkle. That's not gonna work for me. So hydration is key for that, and I guess good genes. What else has happened since I last spoke to you? Oh, I continue to work out. I have lost 25 pounds. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. A truck of sizes, between top and bottom pants and shirt, I've lost 7 sizes. 2 in the bottom, no, 2 in the top. 5 in the bottom. Still not where I want to be, so I'm going to keep going. I don't have a set goal in mind. It's just, I feel like if I can jiggle it or grab it, it needs to go. At least for the majority of things. What else has been going on? You know, the gym is a huge part of my like life, I think. I only do it for about an hour and a half minimum, so sometimes I can go 2.5 hours, which is, I've done 3 without realizing it, and I feel sick. it's because I do it as often as possible, 5 to 6 days a week. Even though the last couple of weeks, if I do five, it's a big deal. It's always something going on, and I'm not about to not do something to go to the gym when I know that I'm still a burning fat since I've worked so hard the last 6 months to get where I'm at, and I've built muscle, even though some places are like jiggly jiggly. I'm still losing fat, is what I say, when I'm not working out like consistently. And if I mess up on the weekend and have too much of one thing, like yesterday, I had too much carbs. I had chips. I had potato wedges, I guess, like big fries. I don't know why I got excited when I said potato wedges. Potato wedges. So that was a lot of carbs. So today, a lot of hot water with lemon, hot lemon water. And really sticking to my diet to the T. Lots of protein, lots of stuff. And in my mind, it counteracts everything, and the inches keep coming off. What else is happening? I started adding. Previously, I told you guys that I take ashwagandha. It is a supplement for mood stability and focus. But with the Delta 8s, I've been taking a minuscule amount of a Delta 8 brownie in my mornings, and it completely balances my brain out. I've tried it just the brownie or just the ashwagandha after already consuming brownie for a couple of weeks, and I completely feel the difference. I feel like the ashwagandha does this side, and the brownie and my Delta 8 does something on this side, and together it is just a fabulous brain that it gives, brain function that it gives me. I'm for the most part positive and happy and all kinds of stuff. Not that I wasn't before, but it's kind of like, I don't know, like a breath of fresh air in my head. Not sure how to explain it. That's all I can explain. And not that that combination is for anybody. It's just what works for me. I've been trying a lot of things, natural things, not prescription, for years, and this is what works for me, which is probably why I stopped meditating. I feel like I'm getting such sense of peace in my head that I just, not that I don't need meditation, but I haven't. When I've had to make time for meditation, it's because like I'm about to snap. Like I know it's not healthy for me, and that's why I really take the time and do it when I need it, and I haven't needed it, but I gotta figure out how to get back on that routine, and once I do, I'll let you know. Because it was so much part of this show off furniture journey in the beginning, making sure I get up, I meditate, I read my Bible, I gratitude journal, all these things, I pray, and that stopped months ago, and I have to figure out how to get back into that routine. So for me, attaining goals is easy. It's sustaining them that is the hard part. Whether it's meditating, whether it's weight loss, the weight loss I've done more times than I care to count, it's the maintaining the weight loss that is the problem for me. So I'm hoping that doesn't translate into show off furniture or be free baking. I'm hoping that I will be able not only just to attain, but to maintain. Is it 18? Oh, attain. Whatever, you know what I mean. Attain, 18. Yes. What else is happening? Show off furniture. Let me look on my website. My fabulous website. Not having any sales, any 4th of July sales this year. Like, I cut costs, price as much as I can for you guys. My costs go up every single day. So I can say they go up every single day. So what I'm trying to do is find good pricing, quality stuff that you can assemble in your house, but that's not like I don't know, like Finger Hutty. You guys remember Finger Hut? Am I dating myself? I'm turning 41 next month. Am I dating myself? Finger Hutty back in the day, that type of furniture. I don't want anything that looks like that. Like it belongs in that catalog. So it's been a journey. It continues to be a journey to figure out what works for the website, what doesn't, blah blah blah. I actually have not hired any freelancers in a while for the website. I haven't needed it, and I've been so busy with Be Free Baking. and doing what I can with show off, like answering the phones, making sure your guys' orders are getting out, getting on time, you like what you receive, and all those things in between. So just maintaining, I guess, what's there and trying to grow a customer base, trying to stick to social media. I have my days. I don't know if anybody can relate, but I spend so much time on social media. Excuse me. Excuse me. Oh, Lord, I did that. My double chin came out. It was just all kinds of. Anyway, I spend so much time on social media that I'm sick of social media. Like, so once I'm done with the business part, my own personal, I barely get on. Just if something exciting happens, not exciting in my life, but something that I want to share with the family, my extended family, and I'll post it on social media. Not a lot of pictures anymore, just the basics. So people that are like my in-laws that live far away, in Puerto Rico can see it, even though I guess I could just send it to them. I'll post on social media. Yo, what was I saying? I zoned out for a second. Thinking about going to Puerto Rico and traveling. So yeah. Anyway, I don't know what I was talking about. So yeah. So I've been trying to maintain everything. Oh yeah, the social media. So I get so sick of social media that my own personal I don't want to deal with it too. It's like all day. Like today's Monday, so typically I would check stock Monday morning. I've been knocking it out of the park. So by like 10:30, 11, I would have been done. And then from 11 to 3:30, all social media. Then at 3:30, I start cooking dinner. Cook dinner, eat. I work out after dinner. Back to social media, probably like 8 till 11, maybe midnight social media. So it's like every waking moment. Like after a while, my eyes don't want to see Facebook. I don't want to see Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, TikTok. I'm so over it. I imagine if like heterosexual gynecologists feel that way. I don't know. I'm just saying. It's just a question. Like it's in your face all day. When you go home, you don't want to see that. Like, get that out of here. I don't know. That's just what I imagine. It's like, what else has happened in the world? Let me think. Ah, the Joe Budden podcast broke up. That was like, okay, that's I guess that was a not. I want to say guilty pleasure, but not like a pleasure, like a pleasure. I don't know. It was just something nice. I like not nice. I don't know. It was just I like the dynamic of the guys listening to them, and now that they broke up, and I guess you gotta choose sides. I don't know if you have to choose sides, but to me, Joe by himself or with the new people is not interesting. So Rory and Mal for me it is. What else? What else is going on? Bum 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 bum. That's it, I guess. That's what's going on in my life. I mean, it is what it is. I don't know if it's exciting, super boring, basic, and average. I love it. It's my life, and I wouldn't change it for anybody else's. And I continue to work like everybody else. I've read a jobs report for April in the US that 4 million people quit their jobs because they, not because they walked away. They weren't fired. They just walked away because, you know what, for whatever reason, they wanted to do better or couldn't do it. It's not worth it. Whatever. They walked away. And I think a lot of people are seeing that. And I think if I had not lost my corporate job due to COVID at this point without having a backup, I think I would have walked away if COVID had never happened for my own personal sanity. Or they probably would have fired me because I was starting a furniture business while working for a furniture company. What else? That's it. What is it that I tell you guys to say goodbye? Bye. No, I know it's not bye. It's something about time. Dude, it's been so long. Stop it. I can't even. Ah, there we have. Look, guys. I kind of like make a habit of like talking to you guys like this because if I go like I'm sorry, this is me relaxed, I guess, and this is what you get. And that's it. I don't know when the next video is going to be. You know what? It might be tomorrow. Might be next week. Maybe. Might be later this week.
Maybe.
I honestly don't know. That's why I tell you guys to subscribe, because I don't know when I'm gonna drop another jewel of madness of a wannabe entrepreneur or a wife, a mother, and whatever order you so choose to put it. And that's it. Until next time, guys. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Bear with me. I realize time is a precious commodity, and I appreciate you spending some time on me. Subscribe. Again, I'm telling you, subscribe, 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 only because I do not know. I don't know. My life is busy. I know your life is busy, and you're like, dude, I just want to hear a video. I want to see a video. I want to see that cute little frizzy head on her. I don't know. So just subscribe. So I don't know when the next one's coming. And follow us on social, follow me on social media. It is Show Off Furniture all over social media, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, except for Twitter, where it's Show Off Fern, because obviously it's not gonna let me do the whole furniture. It's Show Off Fern, FURN at the end, still three F's. Until next time, guys. May we all have peace of mind and be at peace in our hearts. Ciao. Bye.